All right, it is time to do a little road tripping here, and I think the boys actually just got back. The boys, Bob and Mark, just got back from Capitol Reef Country.
On the road again.
Just parked their horses in the front yard.
Yes, they did, indeed.
Tie them up, boys.
Bob Grove, Mark Wade are back with us today. Mark, you said it was maybe turned out to be a little bit more of an adventure than you had hoped for, or maybe thought you were going to get.
A little chilly in the mornings, not so bad in the afternoons in some places, but the wind kicked up on Tuesday like it probably did a lot of the state.
Yeah. Bob, I'll start with you. What was on your shopping list down there?
Well, we were covering the east side of Wayne County between, well, including Capitol Reef National Park out to Hanksville, and exploring most everything in between. And I got to tell you, that's my favorite part of Capitol Reef Country, is the east side in the Hanksville area. It's otherworldly. It's another world, something that you don't typically see anywhere else in Utah.
You were working out of Hanksville area, though, right, at Muddy Creek?
We were. Muddy Creek Mining Company. These are new cabins just right across from Duke's Slick Rock Grill. Near the junction.
I love it.
These are really nice cabins. They're large enough. They have a kitchenette in them, actually more than just a kitchenette. Very comfortable. Still has that new cabin smell.
That won't last.
Maybe that was just the guy that stayed there the night before. I don't know.
but they make a great base camp hub for all things that are surrounding that area, which is a lot.
Yeah. How much of this was new to you guys, Mark? Any of it?
I would say it wasn't so new to us, but we were out there trying to gather some more video and photography so that we can just tell a better story for people about what is there and why you should go and how you get there.
All right, then tell me about Factory Butte.
Well, between Hanksville and Capitol Reef is Factory Butte, north side of the road. It's an area that we think looks a lot like the moon. The terrain, if you're standing on the moon, it probably doesn't look too much different. And Factory Butte is this beautiful tall tower that sticks out in the middle of the desert. You get out there for sunrise and watch the sunrise over Factory Butte and watch the moon rise over the far distant mesas. It's spectacular.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Speaking of the moon, you might as well stay out there in space somewhere. Mars is also in that region, isn't it, Bob?
It is. That's become well known, especially on Instagram. You know, it's the Bentonite Hills that are between the Factory Butte and Hanksville. They're the multicolored hills. It's Morrison Formation. Bentonite clay is something you don't want to drive in when it's wet. You'll take a bunch of it home with you if you can even get out. But these are those multicolored. There's the Mars Desert Research Station is out there on Cow Dung Road.
That'll also stick to your tires.
I've sent satellite equipment out there.
You have?
Yeah, to that research center.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Did you mention Swing Arm City? What is that exactly?
Well, Swing Arm City is now that's a little farther west, just past Factory Butte, where it's a popular off-road area that's been designated for UTVs, ATVs, dirt bikes, anything that you want to go off-roading in. It's got a lot of side hills where you can go high marking on. It's really an amazing area. It really attracts some of the best that want to come out there and test their skills.
Yeah. There are some people, Mark, who probably have seen Cathedral Valley without being there, right?
Yeah, they...
Hasn't it been used in movies and things, that area?
Absolutely has. That whole area has. And you've got these beautiful monoliths that rise up out of the desert, and they're orange and red and gold, and it's just spectacular. We got out there Tuesday, and we mentioned there were some earlier before we were on the air here that there were some high winds out there and a little bit of dust. That's kind of rare. But as we came around the backside where the Temple of the Sun and the Temple of the Moon are, you have these two monoliths raised up against the cliff faces there. And you get back into the cliffs and look back, and there are actually four monoliths all grouped together. And it's just another one of those beautiful views back there in Cathedral Valley.
Bob, when you go to Capitol Reef, what are some of your haunts, your favorite stops?
Well, some of the favorite stops just right off of Highway 24, which is the main road that runs through the park, is, of course, Hickman Bridge. It's a 2-mile hike that goes up to a natural bridge that crosses a dry wash. It's beautiful. It's very popular. You got to get there early if it's during the high season to get a parking space. Right now, it's not a problem. Others are Panorama Point. That's more on the other side of the park towards Torrey. Get 360-degree views of the park, and then there's a couple other hikes nearby, Goosenecks and Sunset Trail. And then nearby there is Chimney Rock. We spent a little time at Chimney Rock. There's a lot. If you just – you could spend the day just on Highway 24 to see all the interesting spots. By the way, what we wanted to mention is that if you haven't made your plans for spring break yet, this would be an excellent one. This gets out of the crowds. Yeah. Muddy Creek, like we said, is a great base camp in Hanksville. And boy, I tell you, you can point your car in any direction, you're going to run into a lot of amazing adventures and scenic attractions.
Yeah, for sure. Mark, we're out of time, but we've talked about the moon and Mars being down there. Little Egypt is there, too? Come on. Yeah.
Yeah. Little Egypt, Goblin Valley, Little Wild Horse Canyon, Bell Canyon, the list just goes on and on. So they can learn more. Everyone who's listening can learn more at utahguide.com.
Yeah. If you really want to learn more and actually get to see some of what these guys have been looking at, that's the place to do it, utahguide.com. There's a link to the road tripping segment there. Guys, thank you. Have a good week, and we'll take another break. Come back with Snow Day and talk to Andrea Huskinson up at Alta after a record February. Stay with us.
Life I love is making music for my friends.